This is Akashwani, the news read by Hageani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that his government will continue focusing on ensuring a robust ecosystem where every aspiring entrepreneur has access to credit, giving them the confidence and a chance to grow. In a social media post on the 10th anniversary of Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, PM Modi said half of the Mudra beneficiaries belong to SC, ST and OBC communities and over 70% of the beneficiaries are women. The Prime Minister noted that every mudra loan carries with it dignity, self-respect and opportunity. He added that the scheme has also ensured social inclusion and economic freedom besides financial inclusion. Prime Minister Modi also interacted with beneficiaries of the scheme at his residence and underlined that Mudra Yojana has given opportunities to countless people to showcase their entrepreneurial skills. During the interaction, the beneficiaries shared their entrepreneurial experiences with the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi also highlighted that the scheme aims to empower the youth, making them self-reliant and confident with the ability to become job creators rather than just job seekers.
अब इस योजना को 10 साल हो गए, ये सरकार ऐसी है कि एक योजना का 10 साल के बाद हिसाब लगा रही, लोगों से पूछ रहे कि भाई ठीक है, हम तो कह रहे हैं कि ये हुआ, लेकिन आप बताइए क्या हुआ। और जैसे मैं आपसे पूछ रहा हूँ, आज देश भर में आने वाले दिनों में ऐसे समूहों को मेरे सब साथी पूछने वाले हैं, और उसके कारण अगर कोई इसमें बदलाव लाना है, कुछ सुधार करना है, तो वो उस दिशा में भी हम जाने वाले हैं। शुरू में 50,000 से 5 लाख की सरकार का कॉन्फिडेंस देखिए कि पहले सरकार भी सोचती थी भाई 5 लाख से ऊपर मत तो डूब जाएगा तो क्या करेंगे, तो मोदी के बाल लौट लेंगे सब लोग। लेकिन मेरे देश के लोगों ने मेरे विश्वास को तोड़ा नहीं, मेरा जो मेरे देशवासियों पर भरोसा था उसको आप लोगों ने मजबूत किया, और उसके कारण मेरी हिम्मत हुई कि 50,000 से 20 लाख पर पहुंच गए। ये निर्णय छोटा नहीं है।
The Supreme Court ruled that Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi acted illegal and erroneous by reserving 10 bills re-adopted by the State Assembly for the President's approval. A bench of Justices J. B. Pardiwala and R. Mahadevan ruled that it was not open for the Governor to reserve a bill for the President, which was represented by the State Government after being passed again by the Assembly. Once the bills were represented to the governor, he should have approved them as they were deemed assented to. The bench also made it clear that under Article 200 of the Constitution, the governor does not have discretionary power to withhold assent and must act on the advice of the Chief Minister and the Council of Ministers. President Draupadi Murmu is on a historic state visit to Portugal and the Slovak Republic. On the second and final day of a visit to Portugal today, the President will meet the Prime Minister of Portugal, Luís Montenegro. Yesterday, President Murmu held delegation-level talks with her Portuguese counterpart, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, in Lisbon. After concluding her visit to Portugal, President Murmu will travel to Slovakia at the invitation of Slovak President Peter Pellegrini. Crown Prince of Dubai, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence of UAE, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, today arrived in New Delhi on a 2-day visit to India. He was received by Minister of State Suresh Gopi at Airport in the National Capital. This would be his first official visit to India as the Crown Prince of Dubai. In Arunachal Pradesh, Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a cabinet meeting yesterday, approved the one-time relaxation of the prescribed upper age limit for direct recruitment. The one-time relaxation enables candidates to be eligible and to apply for those categories of posts where the previous vacancy notifications issued prior to 2024 has been or will be cancelled by the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission, subject to prescribed conditions. In the meantime, the cabinet also approved the proposal for framing of a common and examination scheme for conducting direct recruitment to the posts of assistant engineers and junior engineers under government of Arunachal Pradesh. Additionally, notification of the Arunachal Pradesh Police Service Fourth Amendment Rules 2025, amending the APPS Rules 1989, was also approved in today's cabinet meeting. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Israel's Agriculture Minister Avi Dichter today signed agreements related to bilateral cooperation in agriculture in New Delhi. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Chauhan said the bilateral partnership between India and Israel is progressing well. The minister highlighted that both nations are having excellent cooperation in the fields of agriculture, innovation, water and technology. Three more political organizations in Jammu and Kashmir have disassociated themselves from the separatist Hurriyat conference. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.